This time on Culture File, are you free for a watch party? Tech that lets us meet up online has had quite an uptick recently. Who knows why? Intimates of all ages are attempting to forge new types of electronic connections, sometimes more irritatingly than others. Basically, we've fast-forwarded 10 years into the future, which requires a fair bit of tetchy tech support. One app on the up is Watch Party for Netflix, which lets you have a party, I'm doing air quotes there, with friends, air quotes, while you watch, more air quotes, some nicely synced up Netflix. Culture File's Louise McMahon sent out invites to a select band to join her watching Austrian Netflix hit Freud, including to the series director Marvin Krenn. It was an immersive, therapeutic experience.
As I lay on my couch imagining a Victorian daybed draped in a Persian rug, the pendulum swings by, and I'm hypnotized by the angular-featured man before me. But as I awaken to the sound of keyboard clicks typing to a chat window, Freud the Roid, I realize that I'm not a 19th century Viennese medium searching my unconscious mind to solve murder mysteries with a hunky Sigmund Freud. No. In fact, it's 2020, and though I sound like I have succumbed to the anxiety and panic of this unprecedented time, I am in my home in County Clare, and the true therapy is a Google Chrome extension called the Netflix Watch Party. This allows us to watch Netflix shows in real time with friends and family. I chose to host a watch party to the allure of the series Freud, released on March 23rd. This bridged the social gap and allowed for some horror thriller fun with friends from around the world. Some live just across the road. Others are fellow cruise ship musicians quarantined at sea, and others are in the USA and Berlin, Germany. This is a far-reaching Netflix party, but if you'd prefer to just do it with your mother, you can do that too.
Ich bin ein Haus.
But before that, in this era of hyperconnectivity, I patched myself through to the director of the series Freud, Marvin Krenn, at his place in Vienna. What do you know? He was at home.
To coordinate a release date was very complicated, so it came to this day. If I had any concerns, yes and no, of course, because on the one hand, I knew that the show will be more than successful because of this lockdown days. And then you think about morally, if me as a creator, I can be happy with success during those really disturbing days. On the other hand, I'm happy because I think the show will help to distract the people from the stupid days we are living right now.
Es lebt in diesem Haus, das ich bin. Verbotene Gedanken.
Netflix was really concerned about the current events, and it finds its influence in the marketing campaign. Let's say it this way, that the marketing campaign would be probably much more hardcore than it is right now. But I think this was a very clever and morally right decision from Netflix.
Sie machen uns hysterisch.
Netflix Watch Party isn't the only app that can help to stem the hours. Twitch TV and Facebook allow us to host watch parties too. FaceTime, WhatsApp, and Google Hangouts are holding their own in the ratings. When our text-based watch party is over and Freud has hypnotized the girl, literally, I check in with my watchmates via a good old-fashioned Zoom meeting. How do we feel about the watch party in general? Is it a good thing? Are we enjoying it?
I think it's just a cool idea. Like, you know that four people are starting the show at the exact same time, so you're all doing the exact same thing. Like, I had a friend on the ship who was in a long distance relationship, and they would go on and they would say, okay, let's start the episode in 3, 2, 1, so that they could watch it at the same time, but obviously miles and miles apart. So it's cool.
Sometimes it's fun to watch a show with friends, maybe something you've already seen or something that is lighthearted. Or I used to go to the midnight movies on Saturday nights where they'd show old movies from the 80s, and then we'd all go and watch stuff like Ghostbusters, and, you know, and people be chatting the whole time in the cinema because they were having like a watch party. And the plot of this is so complex that, like, I feel like when you're watching in real life with people, you can say your comments and still be focused on the story and the show in a way that you just, it's impossible to do with a computer, like, regardless of how the chat's set up or anything.
If I go to the cinema with people, I'm watching the movie. I'm not talking to the people I'm going to the cinema with. So that's my default setting. So I'm one of those guys frowning at the people who are talking in the cinema. So yeah.
Louise McMahon and friends there partying with Sigmund Freud. And if Montgomery Clift is more your idea of a movie star, don't forget John Huston's 1962 feature, Freud. If you follow us on Twitter at CultureFilePod, we'll tweet a link. And also watch out there for details of future Freud watch parties that you might like to join.